It's 11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland. News is next.
CBS News. There's been some more fighting on the border between Israel and Lebanon. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The new trouble is in the same area of recent Israeli raids into southern Lebanon. The Israelis claim one of their army patrols surprised three guerrillas in a village inside Israeli territory along the border. The three guerrillas were reported killed, two Israeli soldiers wounded. On Friday, there were artillery duels across the frontier and reports that Arab guerrilla leader Yasser Arafat had taken personal command of guerrilla operations and brought in Palestinian reinforcements from Syria. The White House has confirmed reports that the U.S. has supplied Lebanon with a small number of anti-tank missiles. Officials claim the shipments are part of a long-standing military supply relationship with Lebanon. More news in a moment.
Now you're far away and all on your own, but don't you ever feel alone, 'cause I'm right with you in everything you do, right here by the phone. If you're feeling heavy, or if you want to weep, or you want a warm word before you sleep,
Simpson sings for the Bell System. Good friends are for keeps, so keep in touch. Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Good friends are forever, good friends are for keeps.
Senator Henry Jackson, Democrat of Washington, says he will oppose President Ford's proposed new taxes on crude oil, saying they would cost consumers $25 billion a year. Speaking to reporters in Washington, Jackson said the taxes would take needed spending power away from people.
The president has said we need to increase purchasing power. The net effect, when you add it all up, is to take away purchasing power at a time when the economy is sliding downhill at an ever accelerating rate. Now, you can get all kinds of figures, but no matter how you look at the figures, you end up with the consumer getting hit harder than before the program is put in effect.
Jackson predicted Congress will reject the president's energy and tax cut proposals on the grounds they would feed inflation and fail to curb energy consumption. Despite protests from many quarters, the Agriculture Department said Friday it'll go ahead with its plans to cut food stamp benefits for the poor by around $645 million a year. The regulations are set to take effect March 1st. Most of the people getting food stamps would be required to pay 30% of their net income for them instead of the present 23%. Moves are underway in Congress to try to reverse the action. Last fall, there were several outbreaks of violence in Charleston, West Virginia, some people charging that school textbooks are anti-religious and immoral. A federal grand jury Friday indicted several persons, including a clergyman who said that advocates of the textbooks were working for the devil. More on the story from Jim Penney of station WCHS in Charleston.
A federal grand jury has charged the Reverend Marvin Horan, a leader in the Kanawha County anti-textbook protest, with conspiracy in connection with several bombings during the protest. The charge was contained in one of 11 indictments against six persons, which was returned by the panel. Three of the indictments were sealed. Federal Judge Dennis Knapp has issued bench warrants for the arrest of each person named in the indictments. Three have reportedly been taken into custody already. Jim Penney for CBS News in Charleston, West Virginia.
In Lima, Ohio, one man has been killed in two explosions and a fire which destroyed the Mid-Valley Pipeline Company's pump house. The pump house was located near a large oil refinery and provides power for crude oil pipelines to two oil refineries. Federal health officials in Atlanta say the southeastern part of the country is having a flu epidemic. Outbreaks of the flu are now said to be spreading to the Midwest and the New England states. Now this.
Give your hand to a friend, give your heart to your love,
or give your coffee to contact, the sooner the better.
6 of a 301, that's the question. when you catch the common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion. Then take 12-hour contact. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. The Tiny Time pills do it. Both the others contain things for aches and fever. The liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Give your cold to contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take contact, only as directed.
The wife of football magnate George Halas Jr. Friday divorced her husband, the president and general manager of the Chicago Bears. Mrs. Halas claimed football took precedence over their marriage and children. As part of the settlement, Mrs. Halas got 4 season tickets to the Bears games. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Divers will return to an area in the Willamette River off the Hawthorne Bridge here in Portland tomorrow to look for a 4-wheel drive vehicle believed to contain 3 or 4 persons. The vehicle plunged through a barrier on the bridge into the river at about 2 a.m. today. The bridge had been opened to permit 2 tugboats to pass through. Registered nurses at Holiday Park Hospital here in Portland have voted in favor of the Oregon Nurses Association as their bargaining agents. Association spokesman Bill Lang says the vote was 80 to 10. The Oregon Veterans Farm and Home Loan Program earned a record net profit of $6,433,653 last year. Veterans Affairs Director H.C. Saffeld says this brings the earnings from the program since 1945 to $33.5 million. State Representative Jeff Gilmore of Jefferson announces that he'll introduce legislation to remove the strike clause which the 1973 legislature included in the public employ collective bargaining law. The Portland-based Red Cross Blood Program appealed today for 300 additional blood donors to meet demands created by the heavy post-holiday surgery schedules. Since January 1st, requests for blood for open-heart surgery patients alone have numbered 84. Blood donors with types O and A, both positive and negative, are most needed at this time. 97 Sports in pro basketball tonight. In a game heard earlier this evening on KOIN, Jeff Petrie scored 27 points in leading the Portland Trailblazers to a 127-108 victory over the Houston Rockets. Elsewhere, Seattle lost to New Orleans. They became New Orleans' 5th victim by a 113-109 score down in New Orleans. Buffalo over Golden State tonight, 121-116. Boston 96, Detroit 90. And Kansas City, Omaha beat New York 107-90. 97 weather for Portland, Vancouver. Mostly cloudy through tomorrow with a chance of drizzle at times. Highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-40s. Rain chance 20% through tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 55 degrees at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
K-O-I-N.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Sit down. Anywhere you like. I have a small confession to make. I am crazy about ghosts, and I cannot for the life of me comprehend why anyone should be afraid of them. What, after all, what do ghosts do? They haunt, that's all. To haunt means to visit, to frequent. In short, to hang around. What's so scary about that? A hopeful lover hangs around a lot. If an inspiring lover or a wistful compatriot can hang around without inspiring fear, why not an anxious ghost?
Is it really you? Oh?
Yes, Melba. It is I. Don't cry, Melba.
I can't help it.
All right, dearest. Go ahead and cry.
Paul. Paul, tell me something.
What?
Are you happy? Where you are?
I'm really sorry you asked me that, Melba. Our mystery drama, Ghost Talk, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Elspeth Eric and stars Lenka Peterson and Elliot Reed. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You don't see many people putting salt in their beer nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with salt on radishes or French fries, but man, not in the king of beers. Truth is, the only thing salt can do for Budweiser is make it salty. An unwise thing to do to the only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Unsalted Budweiser has become the most popular beer in the world. That's because in brewing Bud, the Budweiser brewmaster goes all the way for a taste, a smoothness, a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. And something else you can take without a grain of salt. The fact that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis. Ever been riding along in your car and hear a radio announcement asking you to go to your local hospital to make an emergency blood donation?
For donors with B negative blood.
Happens every day.
Call that hospital immediately.
How come blood is in such short supply that emergency pleas have to be made? Because not enough people give blood. It's that simple. We know you're busy these days, but think, you're alive and well, too. And you could help others to be that way. Your easy donation of blood to Red Cross or any other volunteer blood bank actually helps a number of people. Because the blood you give is split up into various components, sometimes as many as five. It gives life to a whole lot of people. So don't wait for an emergency announcement before you call your local Red Cross blood bank. If you call now, there doesn't have to be a blood emergency.
Today's weather, sunny and mild, high.
Traditionally, they haunt large, decrepit mansions with long halls, extensive staircases, and musty attics. But these big old edifices have all disappeared from our landscape. And it is more than likely that the ghost of today has to restrict himself to one-bedroom apartments with bath, kitchenette, and dining area. Poor ghosts. Will he give up haunting altogether? Or will he do what we have done? Adjust.
Melba, you have my number?
Yes, Leonard.
Both at home and at the office. If there's anything I can do, Melba, anything at all.
I'll call you.
Bless you, my dear.
Oh, Paul. Where are you? Where? It's me. They've all gone. Leonard Whipple was the last to leave. I'm all alone. No, I'm not crying. I'm trying to be brave and calm and remember everything you told me. Leonard said to call him if I needed anything, but what does that mean? I need my husband. I need Paul. Oh, no, Irene, I couldn't go to the movies. No. I'll just sit here and think about Paul. All the beautiful memories. 22 years of beautiful memories. You know, Irene, I keep thinking all the time of what you said to me after the funeral. You said, Paul will never be really dead as long as he's remembered. I keep saying that over and over. Paul isn't really dead as long as he's remembered. I want to thank you, Irene, for that beautiful thought. It means everything to me.
How goes it, Paul?
Hello. It's Bruce, isn't it? I'm new here. I haven't got everybody straight yet.
You never will. It doesn't matter. Yes, I am Bruce. Mind if I join you?
I wish you would.
You had a particularly beatific expression on your face just now as I was floating by.
I was thinking of my wife. My wife, Melba.
Yeah, why?
Why? Well, actually, because she was thinking of me. Remembering our wedding day, I was touched.
You are really very new here, aren't you?
Oh, yes, very.
At the start, everybody is either touched that they're remembered, apprehensive that they won't be, or furious that they're not.
Melba feels that no one is really dead as long as he's remembered.
Is that what you want to be? Not really dead?
It sounds nice.
Well, it isn't.
I don't know how you can say that.
Because I happen to know. From bitter personal experience. My sainted mother remembered me every day of her life after I died, till the day she died and joined me here. Since her arrival, I'm happy to say, we've exchanged precisely 6 words. A while back, she had the grace to apologize. I'm sorry, son, I didn't understand. Those were the 6 words.
Sorry for what?
For remembering me.
What was she supposed to do?
Well, forget, for goodness sakes. I wouldn't expect her to forget immediately, of course. That would be unreasonable. But as soon as possible, put me out of her mind. My life on Earth was over.
I'm sure she meant well, your mother.
After you're here a while, you'll realize that everybody doesn't mean well, and quite often does a lot of harm.
But your mother loved you.
Then why not leave me alone to enjoy myself? Why wake up in the middle of the night to remember how handsome I looked the day I graduated from dental college? So inconsiderate.
Why was it inconsiderate?
Because, my dear fellow, if she kept it up long enough, I'd have to stop whatever I was doing and go visit her.
Visit her? How could you do that?
How? Well, the way it's always done. As a ghost, of course.
Irene? It's me. All right, I guess. Leonard was here. We sent out for Chinese food. He left about an hour ago. Oh, I'm just sitting here and remembering. I got out the old picture album to show Leonard. I don't think Leonard cares too much for travel. I wasn't sorry when he left. Looking at the snapshots and remembering the beautiful life I had with Paul, it seemed to bring him closer. Oh, I mean it, Irene. A couple of times, I felt as though he was right here in the room with me. Honestly.
Bruce. Oh, Bruce.
That you, Paul?
I had a terrible time finding you.
Well, now you have.
I asked everybody where you were, and nobody knew, and then Salome said, oh, he's probably out strolling among the stars. That's his favorite pastime. But I had no idea how many stars there are.
You still haven't any idea. Actually, neither have I, and I've been here heaven knows how long. So far, this is my favorite galaxy. But, of course, I haven't seen them all.
Has anyone, do you think?
Oh, I suppose he has.
He must have seen everything. Since the beginning of time.
And before that?
Yes.
What made you come looking for me? Something special?
Bruce, I can't get a moment to myself on account of Melba.
Your wife.
You know what she did. She got out an old snapshot album and started looking over all the pictures we took on our vacations, birthdays, Christmases.
Typical. They all do it.
The worst part is she showed all these pictures to a friend of mine. Of hers. Ours. Leonard Whipple. He couldn't have cared less.
She's really hanging on to you, isn't she?
It's very nice of her and all that, but it's terribly exciting for me being here. Everything's so completely different.
Oh. Oh.
There she goes again. Hear her? Hear that?
Vaguely.
She just keeps after me and keeps after me.
Well, what about this Leonard Whipple?
Well, he's a very nice guy, but he's not going to hang around much longer if she makes him look at pictures of our honeymoon in the Grand Canyon.
Hmm. You couldn't just ignore her, I suppose.
Well, she's my wife, and I love her. I mean, she was my wife, and I did love her. But now, things are different.
I'd say so.
Well, for goodness sake, look there. If it isn't him.
Him? You mean it? Really? Him?
I haven't seen him in eons.
I never have.
Sir, please.
Hmm? No. Yes, it's Bruce. Yes. Am I right?
Yes, sir. And this is Paul. He's new.
I know. Hello, Paul.
I'm really thrilled to meet you, sir.
The galaxy is looking well, don't you think?
I love this galaxy, sir. You set it out so neatly.
Mm. There's one star I've been concerned about. I think it's beginning to twinkle out.
Sir, as long as we were so fortunate as to run into you like this, could we have your advice about something?
You know I dislike giving advice.
It's for me, sir. I don't know what to do about my wife.
Is she here?
Oh, no. She's with the living, on Earth.
Oh. And she's grieving. Well, that's to be expected. She'll stop after a while.
She doesn't show any signs of stopping. I was wondering if I shouldn't, you know, appear to her. Bruce says it's a simple procedure.
Well, you could do that, of course. I never thought very highly of that ghost business, so theatrical.
But if it'll make her feel better?
I suppose we do owe a measure of responsibility to the living.
You think I could go back for a short visit?
You're free to do as you like. If I were to tell you what to do, you wouldn't be free anymore, would you?
Well, if you just tell me what you think.
No, I really can't do that. That would be tantamount to telling you what to do because of me being who I am. You see, you think I have all the answers. Everybody thinks so. Well, I don't. There are countless things I haven't found answers to. However, like everyone else, I keep trying. Now, I really have to go to see if that poor star is feeling any pain. You'll both excuse me?
He wasn't much help.
Well, that's his way.
Oh, dear.
Oh, there she goes again. Bruce, I'm going to turn ghost and visit her.
At least you've made a decision.
How do I go about it?
Well, there are no hard and fast rules. Actually, not many of us do it. It's considered kind of freaky.
Freaky?
Look how many of us there are and how few of them. If we all took to ghost walking, we'd have them outnumbered trillions to one.
I don't care. I want to do it. I just need to know how.
Well, you can do it in the old-fashioned way. Clanking chains, winds whistling through the trees, moon behind black clouds and all that.
I don't think Melba would go for that.
Well, then there's the crying, sobbing type of ghost. Inconsolable weeping.
Since I don't feel particularly inconsolable.
Well, then there's the ghost that flits through the halls, appearing and disappearing. Now you see it, now you don't.
No, we don't have a hall, just a rather small foyer.
Mm.
Can't I just appear? In some simple, straightforward way, just say, here I am, dear.
You wouldn't want to start with one weird, uncanny shriek.
Well, I wouldn't know how.
Or a sardonic laugh.
Well, what would I be laughing at?
Oh, life, death, anything in between. Well, if you don't want to do any of those things, things which he calls theatrical, then just appear.
That's more my style, I think.
But wrap a bit of vapor around you. After all, they need something to identify you by. And don't stay too long. And above all, don't let it depress you.
Why should it depress me?
You'll find out, my friend. You'll find out.
It never occurred to me that a visitation by a ghost could be depressing.
Take now that well-known ghost of Hamlet's father, speaking spookily from the battlements at Elsinore. Of course, he didn't sound happy. How could he when his own brother had just killed him and promptly married his widow? He sounded angry, yes. Vengeful, yes. But depressed? No. And certainly not depressing. I'll return shortly with Act Two.
Inside you're free after all. You hear freedom spirit like a wild bird call. Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free. Living free.
There's a long stretch of open road before you. You're at the controls of a Buick Century, a really fine mid-size car. Comfort abounds. A sophisticated suspension system is smoothing the way. An underhood, a frugal V6 engine economically goes about its business. You're happy, you're free, and you're in a Buick.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all.
See if you can identify these sounds. Squeaky door. Lion growling. A motor scooter. Dancer. If you agreed with these guesses, you've been fooled, because each sound was made by a whale. That's right, a great big blubbery old whale just buzzing and clicking and grunting away deep down in the ocean. The National Audubon Society has joined a world effort to save these amazing animals from extinction. We need your help. To find out what you can do, write National Audubon Society, 950 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10022.
Our moribund hero, Paul, has decided to return to Earth as a ghost and haunt the three-room apartment where he once lived with his wife, Melba. He has simply draped what remains of him in a shred of celestial vapor. And now, as he gazes through the living room window of what used to be his own 10th-floor apartment, he can scarcely be distinguished from the melting moonlight that floods the room inside.
Nothing's changed. She hasn't changed a thing.
Let's take our coffee into the living room, Leonard.
Good idea. I think I picked the wrong time.
Bring in that plate of cookies, will you?
Right. Not those same old oatmeal things.
I've always been crazy about oatmeal cookies.
They were Paul's favorites. Set them down there. Cream in your coffee? Sugar?
Black, please. No sugar.
That's the way Paul took his. His after-dinner coffee. In the morning, cream and sugar, yes. But after dinner, nothing.
Is that so?
And milk in his tea.
You don't say.
That's the English way, you know. Milk and tea.
I didn't know Paul was English.
He wasn't.
Oh, I see.
Oh, way back, 5-6 generations, he was English, but...
I, myself, was born in Wales.
Is that so? Oh, well, that's near England.
Richard Burton is Welsh, you know.
For goodness sakes!
Why, didn't you know that?
The last movie Paul and I saw together had Richard Burton in it. I wanted to show you something fascinating. Paul's World War II uniform. I've saved it all these years.
No, I don't. Not tonight.
And his captain's bars.
Some other time. I've really got to be moving on.
Oh, if you really have to.
Such a beautiful night. I think I'll walk home.
Yes, a beautiful night. Oh, just look at the moonlight streaming through that window.
Care to walk a ways with me in the moonlight?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Leonard. You have a lot of things to do here.
Yeah, well, if there's anything you need, you have my number.
Yes.
At home and at the office. Good night, Melba. Thanks for dinner.
Thank you for bringing all that fried chicken.
Oh, it was nothing, really. Good night.
Good night, Leonard. Paul. Dear Paul. I need you, Paul.
Melba.
Oh, I need you so.
I'm right here.
What was that?
I said, I'm here.
Paul?
Yes. Me. Paul.
But where?
By the window, dear.
I can't see you.
I'll step inside. That'll be better.
Oh, I see. I see something.
You see me. I dare say I've changed somewhat.
Paul. Can that be you?
It is. I.
Really, you?
Well, fairly really. Everything considered, as real as I can get.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Believe it, Melba.
Oh, Paul.
How are you?
Oh, never mind about me. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Really? All right?
Everything considered. Everything considered, I'm better than all right.
Paul, tell me, are you happy?
Happy?
I must know. Are you happy?
I'm sorry you asked me that question.
Why should you be sorry?
Happy just isn't a word we use.
Why not?
Because it doesn't mean much once you've died.
Oh, Paul, you're not saying you're unhappy.
No, I'm not saying that.
Then what are you saying?
Look, Melba, I didn't really come here to talk about me. What about you?
Well, naturally, I'm not happy.
Why not?
Without you?
What about Leonard Whipple?
Oh, him.
What's the matter with Leonard?
Well, nothing's the matter with him. He's just not you.
Well, I'm not me either. Not the way I was before
I... Oh, but I remember you the way you were. And as long as I remember...
Melba, honey, I don't even remember me the way I was.
You don't?
Not very well.
You remember me, don't you?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Well, you were my wife.
I'm still your wife.
Not exactly.
There'll never be anyone for me but you. Never, I swear it.
Please, Melba.
We are man and wife forever, for eternity. And now that I know you can return to me, not in the flesh perhaps, but even like this. It's strange. It's weird, but it's enough for me. I can live on as your wife and on till I join you.
Melba, you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I knew you could never really die as long as I remembered you. And you see, here you are, living on. Hello, Irene. Me. Guess what? You'll never guess. Paul was here. Yes. Yes, yes. Right here in this living room. All right, then, his ghost, whatever. Well, he looked different. Yes, sort of steamy. Kind of like a street light on a foggy night. But I knew it was Paul, all right. His voice and the things he said and the way he called me Melba, dear. Well, he didn't say too much. I asked him, was he happy? Because naturally I wanted to know, but he wouldn't say. He wouldn't say he wasn't unhappy either. Isn't that weird? He wanted to know about me. Am I happy? Isn't that sweet? And he asked about Leonard Whipple. Imagine him knowing I've been seeing Leonard off and on. Of course, I told him Leonard doesn't mean a thing to me, that there could never be anyone else for me. I said, Paul, we are man and wife for eternity. I said, you can never truly die, Paul, as long as I remember you. And then, you know what, Irene? There was this big great big noise, a crash sort of. No, not like thunder. More like music, like a chord out of Beethoven or somebody. And all of a sudden, he was gone. But he'll be back. Like you said, no one is really dead as long as he's remembered.
Sir. Oh, sir. May I speak with you?
Hmm? No. Oh, it's Paul, isn't it?
Sir, could I have just a moment of your time?
I have all the time in the world. I have all the time there is. But I don't quite know how much time there is, but I do know I have all of it. Does that star look all right to you?
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't quite know how a star is supposed to look. Please, sir.
Yes, of course. You want to talk to me. What about?
I've been back to the Earth. My wife kept calling me. You said we owed some responsibility to the living,
did
so
I... Did I say that?
Yes, sir, you did.
Oh, I wonder if I was right about that. These Earth trips can be very upsetting.
Mine was. My wife wanted to know, am I happy?
They're all so preoccupied with happiness, aren't they?
I didn't know what to say to her. I couldn't answer her. This woman I'd been married to for half my life, I couldn't talk to her. It was as though we were living in two different worlds.
Well?
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Still, shouldn't I have been able to answer her?
Well, what could you have said?
Well, that happy is a word that doesn't mean anything anymore. Happy is nothing without unhappy. The way pleasure is nothing without pain. The way health is nothing without illness. Euphoria is nothing without depression. Oh, you know what I mean, sir.
I do know, yes.
It's ridiculous to say I'm happy when I'm never unhappy. What I am is...
What you are is... What?
What I am is... Free.
Yes.
I'm free. I'm Paul, and I'm free. And I'm free to be Paul, no more, no less than me. Me, Paul. Sir, why couldn't I be free like that before?
Oh, dear, I ask myself that same question all the time. The only answer is I miscalculated somewhere. And I did give those people the power to think, to reason, to figure out the sensible way to do things. Why don't they use what I gave them? Why leave everything up to me? Theirs isn't the only planet in the universe, you know. I do have other things to look after, but the way they call out to me, they want me to do everything. It's not right. It really is not right.
No, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, what's done is done. They'll just have to muddle through the best way they can. Now, about your wife. Melba, is it?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Tell you what. Why don't you talk to Bruce about it? You two seem to get along so well. Yes, yes. Talk to Bruce. Now, excuse me, will you? I really do have to go take a look at that poor star.
He just wasn't any help at all.
Now, you listen, Paul. Suppose you had invented the greatest machine imaginable. One that would do, practically anything you can think of. How would you like it if somebody came running to you every time a bolt got loose and asked you to tighten it?
But, Bruce, Melba says she's going to go on remembering me forever. We'll be man and wife forever, till she joins me here, and then we'll still be man and wife.
Maybe once she gets here, she'll change her mind.
But she's only 42. She'll be remembering me for years and years and calling for me, and I'll have to put on that vapor stuff and haunt the apartment. And Bruce, it's so hard to carry on a conversation with her now. Didn't used to be, but now...
Well, you couldn't just ignore her.
I love her, Bruce.
Do you?
Well, I did. For a very long time, right up to the moment I died. My last words were, I love you, Melba. At least, that's what I meant to say. I know I had it in my mind to say that, but I'm not positive I ever got around to saying it. Anyway, I can't just brush her off.
My. You do have a conscience, don't you?
Well, I hope so.
It's a very fine thing to have, of course, but sometimes... Look, there's only one thing you can do.
What?
Get married.
Married to Melba?
No, not to Melba, you idiot. How could you marry Melba? She's there and you're here. Some marriage that would be.
But then whom would I marry?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, Paul. The place is full of women. Have you ever seen Helen?
Helen who?
Helen of Troy, they call her. Actually, I've never met her myself, but from what they tell me...
Marriages are made in heaven, so it's been said. There are those who consider this a profoundly true observation, while others think it one of the silliest statements ever made. I myself have no opinion, at least none that I care to express here. But no one, so far as I know, has ever claimed that people actually get married in heaven. I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
Give your hand.
You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cole's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. The Tiny Time pills do it. Both the others contain things for aches and fever. The liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Arnold Palmer. In golf, we call someone who plays exceptionally well a champ. And a champ works to win. His whole way of life is geared to that talent, that ability in him which makes him win. Well, that's one way of living, but there are others. And the March of Dimes offers us some of those ways. Ways to work to prevent birth defects, or ways to help kids born with birth defects. For many of those kids, a way of life is a difficult direction to discover. But for most of us, it's not. By us, I mean young people, middle-aged people, senior citizens, everyone. As honorary national chairman for the March of Dimes, I can tell you that the greatest gift you can give any handicapped child is a little understanding, a little encouragement, and a chance to appreciate life. Won't you help? Join the March of Dimes today and find a way of life.
Melba was a wonderful wife to Paul. But as his widow, she leaves something to be desired. 2 things. She won't stop desiring him, and she won't leave him alone. In his desperation, Paul has gone to his kindred spirit, Bruce, for help. The only advice Bruce could offer was for Paul to marry again. Not his earthly wife, Melba, but one of the heavenly creatures who, like Paul, expect to live on forever in whatever place it is they live on forever in.
You definitely burned yourself out, little one. Too bad.
Sir... Oh, sir.
Oh, look, Paul. This dear little star has burned itself out. Well, I knew it wouldn't be long.
Sir, I did what you told me to. I talked to Bruce about my problem, and you know what he said? He said get married.
Married?
He said the only way to make Melba forget me is for me to get married to someone else. Someone here.
Where else?
What do you think of the idea?
Why do you keep asking me what I think? Can't you ever think for yourself?
Well, I just thought...
No, no, you didn't. You came running to me like all the others. I'm getting tired of it.
Well, if you could give me a little advice...
I gave you a little advice. I said, talk to Bruce. You talked to Bruce, and he told you what he thought you should do. Now, either do it or don't do it.
Is it all right?
Is the what all right?
To get married. Here.
Paul, the essence of this place is perfect freedom to do as you choose. It might work out, it might not. But that's true of everything, isn't it? It's certainly true of everything I do.
Do many people get married here?
Well, I don't know. I do know they don't come running to me to ask, is it all right?
Bruce mentioned someone called Helen. Helen of Troy?
Are you asking me to pick a wife for you? Now, what else do you want me to do? Tie your shoelaces? Help you with your arithmetic? Don't you people ever grow up?
I'm sorry, sir.
I don't care about your being sorry. That's too easy. I care about your achieving some measure of maturity. A bit of independence, a little simple sense. Is that asking too much? Tell me, is that really asking too much?
Oh, sir, I...
Sometimes I feel like giving up on the whole human race.
You're not going to cry, are you, sir?
Why not? Who has better reason to cry than I have?
Nobody, I guess.
However, we must all carry on, mustn't we? Never give up. That's my motto. Because if I gave up...
Don't say it, sir. Please, don't say it.
No. No, I won't say it. I wouldn't be so cruel, no matter how provoked. Now, Paul, I really must go tend to that poor little star who, believe me, needs my help more than you do.
Irene? It's me. Oh, just sitting around. Leonard asked me to go to that new steak place with him, but I said no. I didn't feel like it, that's why. Don't be silly. I like Leonard. He's a very nice man, but... Well, there's a beautiful moon out tonight. I thought maybe... Oh, for heaven's sakes, what's that? Well, there was a terrible clanking noise just now and scared me to death. Oh, how could it be the radiator? The heat's not turned on yet. Is there a storm coming up or something? That whistling sound, can't you hear it? Like a terrible wind. Maybe a hurricane. What do you mean you don't hear anything? What, there goes the moon. It must be a hurricane. I mean, the moonlight will stop shining. How can it be shining where you are and not here? Oh, now it's shining here, too. Irene. Oh, are you there? Are you crying about something? Oh, I thought you were. No reason. I just thought I heard... Well, I heard somebody crying. More than crying, really sobbing. Oh, my goodness. Something just ran through the room. How do I know what? It disappeared into the kitchen. Irene, there's something here in the kitchen. Paul doesn't behave that way. He just comes to the window and says, here I am, Melba dear. It couldn't be Paul.
Here I am, Melba dear.
He just said it. Here I am, Melba dear.
Melba, I'm here.
Irene, I'm going to hang up. I've got to find out if it's Paul. And if it is Paul, I've got to know why he's behaving so peculiarly. No, don't come over. You might scare him away. I mean, after all, I'm used to these things, and you're not. Bye, Irene.
Hello, Melba.
Paul, is it you?
No, it's not Paul. Don't be frightened. I'm Bruce.
Bruce? Who? I don't know any Bruce.
I'm Paul's new friend. His best friend, actually.
Why are you here? Why isn't Paul here?
He couldn't make it tonight.
Why not? Nothing's happened to him, has it?
What could happen?
Well, nothing, I suppose. Everything's already happened.
Precisely.
Well, then why isn't he here? I've thought about him and thought about him every single day and every time I woke up during the night. I've been over every moment of every day of every year we had together.
That's just him.
I'm just about to start over at the beginning.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not? He's not really dead as long as I remember him.
He's not really alive either, is he?
Well, no, but...
Melba, you're wearing him out with all this remembering.
Wearing him out?
Yeah, back and forth, back and forth. It's very tiring, Melba.
You mean he'd rather just stay where he is?
I think so.
Oh, nobody wants to be dead and forgotten.
Wait till it's your turn.
I certainly don't want to be.
Wait, you'll find out.
Nobody wants to be dead and forgotten.
That's because they haven't tried it yet.
You mean to tell me that Paul wants to be forgotten? By me?
If you think you could manage it.
Forget 22 beautiful years? Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't possibly.
What about having 22 more beautiful years with somebody else?
Like who?
Well, I've heard nice things about a certain Leonard Whipple.
Leonard Whipple?
I've heard he's very devoted to you.
But Leonard's not Paul. I mean, Leonard could never be Paul.
But he could be Leonard, couldn't he? If you'd let him.
Paul is the only man for me. Always was, always will be, and that is that.
Oh, Melba, Melba.
Why do you say, oh, Melba, Melba, like that?
Because you forced me to tell you something I really have no right to tell you.
What? What is it?
Hardly anybody knows about it. Just me. And Paul, of course.
What is it?
I shouldn't repeat it. No. My lips are sealed. It's too private.
Does it concern Paul? Is it about Paul?
You won't mention it to a living soul?
I won't mention it to anybody. What is it?
Paul. Paul is getting married again.
Paul is getting married again?
Yes.
Who to?
I think her name is Helen.
Is she pretty?
I've never met her, but I hear she's very pretty.
Young?
I believe so.
Oh, how could he? How could he?
That's life, Melba.
Life? Paul's not alive.
True, but you are, Melba.
Yes, I am.
Make the most of it. That's my advice to you.
Thank you, Bruce, for telling me what you told me. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
I don't suppose Paul would ever have told me himself.
Oh, eventually he would have.
Maybe. Maybe not. Well, if you see him, tell him I hope he's very happy with his Helen.
I'll tell him. Nice to have met you, Melba.
Very nice to have met you, too, Bruce. Are you still sitting down or standing up? I can't quite tell.
Does it really matter?
Well, I'd just like to... I don't know, shake your hand or something.
Not necessary. Not necessary at all.
I could see you to the door.
No, let's just part this way. A fond adieu to you, Melba.
A fond... Oh. He's gone. Just disappeared. Well, that's the way with ghosts. Who needs ghosts anyway? With all their comings and goings. And the way they talk. Who can understand them? Hello? Irene? Irene, you are absolutely not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. You simply will not believe it.
Bruce, where have you been? I've been looking all over for you. Even Salome didn't know where you were. Where were you?
I went to see your wife.
Melba? What for?
To tell her you were getting married.
Roosh, you had no right to do that.
Here, we do as we choose. He told you that.
How did she take it?
Shocked, of course. Hurt. What you'd expect.
You could have told me you were going to tell her.
I knew you wouldn't let me.
I wouldn't have. For one very good reason. It's not true.
What's not true?
That I'm getting married.
You changed your mind?
Not exactly. I asked Helen.
Yes?
She said absolutely not. She says she's not the marrying type.
But you didn't stop right there, did you? There are others.
I asked Catherine. I can't pronounce her last name. She used to be an empress in Russia. She laughed, fit to kill. And so did Amy and Louise and Marie. Even Salome laughed at me.
Are you upset?
Well, nobody likes to be laughed at. Yes, I'm upset. But on the other hand, I'm relieved, too. Bruce, I really don't want to get married.
I never thought you did.
Everything's so nice here, so free and sort of uninhibited. So peaceful.
Leonard, it's Melba. You don't mind my calling you at your office, do you? Oh, that's good. How was the new steak place? You didn't go? On account of me, you didn't go? Well, I must say, Leonard, I spent the evening doing various things. Things that really needed to be done. Like, I got all Paul's clothes together and packed them in boxes. Tomorrow, I'll send them to some deserving charity. Listen, Leonard, I was thinking, as long as you didn't go to that steak place, why don't you come over here tonight and I'll cook you the best steak you ever tasted? And hash brown potatoes. Would you like that? Ah, good. Well, come early, and we'll have a martini first.
Well, good for Melba. Good for Leonard. And good for Bruce. And for Paul, too. Good for everybody who faces up to a problem and solves it the best way possible. The solution may not be a perfect one. Solutions seldom are. But at the very least, they are an attempt to use the sense we were born with. And that's all God asks of any of us. I'll be back shortly.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems, like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
You do realize, don't you, that the story I've just brought you was all pure fantasy. I don't know any more than you do what happens to us once we have resigned this terrestrial life, and you know as little as I do. Unless, of course, you are a ghost. Oh, if you are, I wish you'd get in touch with me. I have gobs and gobs of things I'm dying to ask you, for one thing, are you happy? Our cast included Lenka Peterson, Elliot Reed, Robert Dryden, and Gordon Gould. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
And now, a preview of our next tale.
Not there! For God's sake, Charles! Why not? That's the haunted villa.
You superstitious?
How about that place? Anyway, it's boarded up. Has been for years.
But there's the house now. Maybe we can find some shelter.
Oh,
nearest the house. The light can hit it.
I can't look. It's as bright as molten steel.
It's gone. Melted. It's never been.
Let's get out of here, Charles. I could swear I saw that thing jump and run into the house.
The whole villa is lighting up.
Maybe it's on fire.
Don't be silly. It's lamplight. Look. The door is open.
Welcome, stranger. Come. This is the night to be abroad. Welcome to the Villa di Despair. The House of Despair.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
KOIN in Portland, it's 12 midnight. CBS News. President Ford is said to be planning a series of speeches around the country to push his economic programs, which are already in trouble with some key members of Congress. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The White House says the president has no dates or places nailed down yet, but does plan to make a series of trips this month. Plans are also underway for cabinet officers to meet with business, labor, and educational leaders around the nation to sell the president's economic and energy proposals. Two Democrats, considered experts on energy legislation, have criticized Mr. Ford's plan. Congressman Morris Udall of Arizona says the energy package does not have a chance. Senator Henry Jackson of Washington said the proposed oil taxes would only swell unemployment and the number of bankruptcies. More news in a moment. A snap. That's what shifting with the new Eaton Snapper 12-speed truck transmission is. A snap. Because the Eaton Snapper transmission lets you shift most of the time without a clutch. Just select the gear, use the accelerator, and the Eaton Snapper transmission shifts for you. It's almost impossible to clash gears because the Eaton Snapper transmission only shifts when the engine and road speed match. Yet, it has no synchronizers to wear out, no electrical circuits, and no torque converter. Instead, it uses heavy-duty springs to make easy shifts without driveline shock. It's a concept in shifting so new, it's patented. The simple design and operation of the Eaton Snapper transmission makes it dependable and easy to maintain. And it's priced right. Get the story from your OEM dealer or factory branch. Make shifting a snap. With the new Eaton Snapper 12-speed transmission. Another innovation from Eaton Corporation, the makers of the famous Fuller transmissions. The Israeli military command reports that three Arab guerrillas were killed during the night when they were surprised infiltrating a civilian settlement along the Lebanese border. An army spokesman in Tel Aviv said there was a brief exchange of gunfire and the three commandos were killed and two Israeli troops wounded. In New York Friday, bandleader Skitch Henderson was sentenced to 6 months in prison and fined $10,000 in a tax case. Henderson was convicted of filing false income tax statements and backdating documents to take advantage of tax laws that had been changed. The government said it lost $52,000 in taxes as a result. The defense sought dismissal of the charges by comparing Henderson's case to one involving the papers of former President Nixon. The convicted defendants in the Watergate cover-up trial want a new day in court. Jed Duval has a report.
The four men convicted New Year's Day in the Watergate cover-up trial have now turned requests for new trials. Most cited pretrial publicity and failure to obtain the testimony of former President Richard Nixon as grounds. Robert Mardian pointed to the conflict between his case and that of the man found innocent, Kenneth Parkinson. Mardian also complained about references to him in the tapes played for the jury. John Mitchell's lawyers said the prosecution made a mistake when it said in summation that Mitchell was guilty. The Haldeman defense team aimed at the jury charge by Judge Sirica, finding what it considers numerous errors. John Ehrlichman's attorney found no less than 20 different reasons for a new trial, among them the failure of the court to permit Ehrlichman to play a tape, the claim that no one really checked on the authenticity of all those White House tapes, another that the defenses of all five men conflicted with each other. And the lawyers said, not only did the prosecutors sometimes make faces and gestures during testimony favorable to Ehrlichman, but the judge, during his charge to the jury, raised his voice at the wrong time. Jed Duval, CBS News, Washington.
More than 2,000 oil refinery workers have walked off their jobs in California, Illinois, and Texas. The strikes began as members of the Oil, Chemical, and Atomic Workers Union rejected contract offers from the Union Oil Company. Some oil companies have already settled with the union. Congressional moves to block a planned cut in food stamp benefits seem certain now. The Agriculture Department says it intends to go ahead and put the plan into effect March 1st. The administration says it can save $645 million a year. Under the plan, most food stamp recipients would be required to pay 30% of their net income for food stamps instead of the present 23%. Now this.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your cold to contact. The sooner the better.
Six or three or one.
Please don't give me problems. I'm catching a common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion.
Give your cold a contact. For up to 12 hours, continuous relief of those symptoms. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact.
I know, the tiny time pills.
Right. Both the others are things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Sneezing, drips, congestion? I'll take the contact.
Give your cold to contact. The
six or three or one. Take contact. Only as directed.
At a track meet in Pocatello, Idaho, Friday night, an American broke the world's indoor high jump record. Dwight Jones of the Pacific Coast Track and Field Team jumped 7 feet, 5.75 inches. That broke the old record of 7 feet, 4.5 inches set by Valery Brummel of Russia. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Warnings of an extreme avalanche hazard in the Washington Cascades have been issued by the National Weather Bureau. Continuing warm rain at higher elevations has caused many natural snowslides from Stevens Pass to Snoqualmie Pass, but the avalanche hazard should moderate today as the snowpack becomes more stable. The warning does not apply to controlled ski areas. Legislation has been introduced in the Oregon legislature to expand the state's bottle bill to include all food and drink containers from coffee cans to catsup bottles. The measure was introduced by Portland Democrat Ted Halleck. The legislation would require deposits and refunds on all metal, glass, and perhaps plastic containers that contain food and drink. Halleck also introduced a bill that would include liquor bottles under the deposit return law. Oregon's the only state in the nation with a beverage law that requires a deposit on beverage bottles. Authorities have suspended the search for a Jeep which plunged into the Willamette River early yesterday morning after passing two vehicles and crashing through a barrier while the Hawthorne Bridge was open. Police have traced the Jeep to a Portland man but are withholding identity until the vehicle is found. A Portland fireboat equipped with a sonar device searched the river until dusk yesterday, and the search will continue when day breaks today. TriMet says new programs they began this week are a success.
The first week of Fearless Square and Uniform 35-cent fares throughout TriMet country brought an estimated 3,000 to 4,000 additional riders a day. About 1,000 people have already bought their monthly passes for February, and TriMet's customer assistance office says pass orders are pouring in. Drivers report that most passengers are cooperating with instructions exhorting them to move further back if they have a long way to go. Buses outbound from Fearless Square require that riders traveling outside the free area pay their 35-cent fare as they get off the bus, and moving to the back is a way to avoid a tangle of departing passengers elbowing their way to the front-end fare box. TriMet people are calling it the TriMet Minuet, and it's a graceful way to make sure nobody steps on your toes. B.J. Seymour for TriMet.
The first arrests in Multnomah County under Oregon's new sexual conduct law were made Friday, arrested on charges of disseminating obscene films, where 27-year-old Ralph Alexander Bremner and 20-year-old Tony Lyles, both of Portland. Lyles also was charged with criminal activity and drugs after officers said they found marijuana in his home when he was arrested. The men were held in lieu of $505 bail each. Bremner was charged with selling a film to an undercover officer December 27th at an adult bookstore. Lyles was charged with selling a film to another officer the same day at Scorpio's bookstore. The men are employed at the stores. Police said one film cost $19.95 and the other $22. And that's KOIN News at 12:09. This is Alan Archer.
Mm-hmm.